talking about not in the next couple of weeks.
Okay. So let's, so we're on Tess Amid Beis. We're going to go start from the Gemara again. We're going to start from the Gemara again. And let's just, we'll just review what little notes we have, on this. Just give me 1 second. Okay. Let's go to the notes. Baba Kama, chapter 1, Mishnah 2. Okay, here was the main points that came out of the Mishnah, although we haven't formulated it. Have you formulated it yet, Martin? No.
I didn't have a moment yet.
But anyway, here are the 5 main points of the Mishnah. Anything that a man must guard, he must pay if it damages. And that's relating back to the 4 avos nezikin, which is an ox, a pit, fire, and what's the last man. One? And man, or depending what you're going to include in an ox. So if he got a guard, he must pay if it damages. Now, next point, anything for which he must pay some of the damage it causes, he's responsible for all the damages. All cases have to be explained, so don't ask me what does that mean. 3, there is compensation for the following. If they are damaged, what? Property which merely does not apply, something doesn't belong to Hekdesh. Property of members of the covenant, meaning a Jew, or own property belongs to somebody and not something that is Hefker. That's, you see, you only pay if it belongs to a Jew, if it doesn't belong to Beis HaMikdash, and it does belong to somebody. Other, belongs to Hekdesh, a Goyer, doesn't belong to anybody, you don't pay. Next, one must pay for damages in any place, except for the premises of the damager, or the joint property of the damager and the victim, which needs to be explained. And the following clause, when one damages, he must pay with edis, meaning the best property. We said that also needs explanation, because that's an exact word-for-word repetition of the first Mishnah. So we're only going to focus on the first line. That's the focus. And that's the sugya number 1 at the bottom. The central issue is, what specific case is the Mishnah including when it says, whatever I am obligated to guard, I have caused the damage it does? What does it mean, especially when it's saying, you know, call shechafti, anything that I am obligated to guard. So obviously, we know clearly it refers to the 4 cases of an ox, a pit, and a fire, and those things. We know you're obligated to guard that. So again, what's the Mishnah saying? It's a pretty obvious statement, right? We already learned that the common denominator, the 4 damagers are, I own them and I'm obligated to guard it. Right? So you see, even it's the Mishnah itself, like, what is the Mishnah saying? Anything that I'm obligated to guard, I have caused the damage it does. Well, of course you've caused the damage it does. Right? That's what the last line of the previous Mishnah said. So obviously the Mishnah is coming to include something that we wouldn't have thought to include it. That's what the Mishnah is saying from the word kol, from everything. And there's a brisa that elaborated on that. So that's as far as we got with the brisa, which we'll look in the Gemara inside, but we'll say it, read it now. And now we're quoting a brisa that's elaborating on the Mishnah that we just had, which says, anything a man must guard, he must pay if it damages. What is the specific case? So we say, if Reuven handed over an ox or a pit to a cheresh, shota, or a katan, deaf, mute, lunatic, or child, and the ox or pit damaged, that's what's included in anything a man must guard. Reuven must pay. That's what we're including. And the brisa adds more.
Not with fire.
Which is not true regarding fire. If you give it to these ones, it's not true and you don't pay. That's what it's saying. We'll have to explain it. Doesn't seem to make any sense. Doesn't seem to be any different.
Why did you pull that one out?
Right? Why is that excluded? But the Mishnah is only including this part. Anything, if you give your ox or a pit to one of these 3, the Mishnah is saying, and that, 2, you are obliged. That's included in anything a man must guard, he must pay the damages. But only those 2, and not fire, that's given over to them. That's what the brisa clearly is saying. The brisa is clearly saying. The brisa is just amplifying on what's alluded to in that extra word, call, anything. That's alluded to. Clearly, if you have an ox and you leave the front door open, I don't need the Mishnah to repeat again and say that I'm responsible for that. It's saying where you did some measure of protection, not a great one, but that's included in that. Now you'll see why you have to say this. I know it's bothering. It makes no sense at all. You have to see a few other bits of information that are going to trickle through today that will make it a little easier for you to understand it. And probably it would be, well, let's just do another line that we're going to have to jump and you'll see what I'm talking about. So the Gemara is going to want to know, obviously, what's the question coming up? What is the case? That's what it's going to want to know. Can you explain yourself? Because it doesn't, you're going to see me, Gemara is going to ask questions on this. Gemara is going to ask whatever's bothering you. The Gemara is going to be asking it right now. But you can tell me what's bothering you anyway.
Can we just change lunatic to mentally incompetent or something?
Okay, fine, whatever you want.
This gets circulated and I think
okay, fine.
Insane.
Okay, fine, I'm okay.
One more derogatory
put
than another,
I guess. Like that.
Mentally challenged.
Yeah, that's...
We don't go that extreme. Mentally incompetent or something.
Okay, fine. Insane.
Lunatic can include a lot of us.
Okay, anyway.
That's why.
Okay, so now the Gemara is going to know what is the case. Tell me what the case is. Because it's Gemara itself is going to grapple, try to understand what the Braisa meant. But one thing's for sure, the Braisa is elaborating on what the Mishnah means. The Mishnah's line alone, whatever I'm obligated to guard, I have caused damage, says, what is that saying? It has to be saying more than those words. The Braisa understood that and therefore amplified and said, it's a specific case where you gave the ox and the pit to these three incompetent people. So now, but that only by ox and pit and not by fire. All right, if that's true, that's a big insight. That is an insight. We have to understand why that's so. What's the logic to that would need to be explained.
When we say fire, are we saying...
Yeah, we have to. You're handing the kid some kind of fire. We have to explain. Gemara's going to explain.
Well, we don't know what it means.
Fire, and you said, "Watch this." Is that what we're talking
so we're,
about?
So that's what we're going to discuss. We're going to discuss that right now. That's going to be part of the discussion. It's part of the discussion. All right. So now we go back to the Gemara. Do you notice that we're not getting that thing anymore?
Yes.
I don't know why, but I'm not asking any questions.
I wouldn't ask any questions.
You must have got enough complaints.
Tana Rabbanan, I'm just repeating the Gemara now. Tana Rabbanan, the rabbis taught in a Braisa. I just read it in the notes, we're just going to do it again in the Gemara. Kol shechavti b'shmirasoch sharti es nisko, whatever I'm obligated to guard from damaging, I've caused the damage it does. Kate said, what's the case? So this is all the Braisa. Shor ubor shemosin l'cheire sheite v'katan, an ox and a pit that were given over to these three incompetents. Vihiziku, and now they, the ox of the pit, damaged.
Chayav,
the owner of the damager, is liable to pay because he was not being properly responsible by giving it over to these three people.
Well, he was negligent.
But the Braisa adds, Masha Ein Kein Ba'esh, which is not the case with fire, and Rashi right away says, Kinem Afarsa, come on, as we're going to have to explain later on. It needs to get explained. So now the Gemara asks the question, Bemai Askinon, what is the case where the Braisa is saying, when you give the ox in the pit to these three, you're still responsible, which is not the case by fire. So now what's the case of the ox in the pit, which we're saying you're chayiv, but by the fire, you're not chayiv. How does that work? So that's what Gemara is going to try, attempt number one. Elam, if you want to say, Bishur, Kashur, where the ox is tied, was solidly tied up, ubor mechusa, and the pit is entirely covered. Okay, let's say that was the case, and you gave it over to these kids. Okay, so really was in a guarded state. It was totally guarded. You tied it up, and the pit was covered up as a guarded state. Now, you're going to say, even then, you're chayiv, if you give it over to these three incompetents. So now, what would be the parallel case of fire? What would be considered a guarded... In other words, you can only compare apples to apples. You say, this you're chayiv, well, this you're not.
It's contained.
It's contained in a particular area.
So let's even go better than contained. Yeah. Dikavasa, the analogous situation would be, gabe eish... Gacheles, regarding fire, we're talking about a gacheles, which is a coal. It's just the coal now. It's not even a fire anymore. Yeah. There's, when you make a fire, there's lots of flames. When the fire dies down, all you got is a coals. Bunch of coals. Now those coals will not all of a sudden jump around and go anywhere.
No.
Unless it's fanned.
Or Mexican.
Right? So now, right? So clearly that's contained. And what are we saying? By the fire you don't pay, by the ox and the pig you do pay. But they're all, but those, that's making an analogous. So Gemara asks the obvious question. Maishnahacha, what's the difference here? Right? Umaishnahacha, what's the difference there? In either case, the damager was properly contained. So if you're gonna say by fire you don't have to pay, then why do you have to pay by ox and by the pit? Because in both cases, it was pretty contained. Right? Look at point 24. Thus, if he is not liable in the case of the fire, he should not be liable in the case of the ox and pit either. In other words, if he did a good job, it's a good job for fire, it's a good job for that. Right? That is the Morris question. So, I guess we have to figure a different scenario. What's the different scenario? Elabishor mosar. We're talking about an ox that was not tied. Ubor megula. And a pit that was uncovered. Okay, and let's say Navi gave it over to be watched by these, then you're chayev. Alright, well hold on. What would be analogous to that?
Fire.
To fire. Okay, so let's see what the analogous. The kavasa gabi esh, what's going to be similar by a fire, shall have us, a flame. He says on the bottom there, a flaming firebrand. Okay, in other words, a raging fire. He left him with a big fire. Well, what's going to be the problem with that? You want to say that, that's the similar case. So then, Masha Ein came, be'esh the potter. So why would, so when the Brisa says that you're potter in that case, right? You want to say that means you're going to be potter? Is that what you're trying to say? You're going to be potter? We're going to have a problem with that. Now, before we can continue with this problem, I have to take you to a Mishnah in the sixth parak of Baba Kama, because we can't go further without this next piece of information. Okay? Before we get to the next question.
Wouldn't be chayev if you just left it without someone watching it, without an incompetent watching it.
You certainly would be chayev.
So why would you be any less responsible if you put a young person?
Well, so let's see now.
Can I just go back 1 second? We're saying
that. That's gonna be the question, but we have to bring in some. So you're saying, well, then why should we putter by the fire? It was a raging fire, then why should we putter? But we can't quite just say that so simply, because this is all revolving around a huge machlokas.
Mm-hmm. If we just want to go back, we're saying in the first example that they give, what's the case? You've got a tied ox, shor kashur, you've got a borat mechusa. You're still chayev. And now we're giving over a gecheles, which you're putter. So we're saying
what's the difference
between?
Well, you should be putter by the ox as well. There's no inherent.
Officially
tied properly.
Yeah, he said tied. That's
sure kashur.
Tied. Kashur is tied. That Gemara is saying, what's the difference? I don't see any. Gemara is saying we don't see any difference. Tied and covered and a coal, they're all the same. So why is one chayev, two chayev, and one's putter?
But I'm saying, why is he even chayev for the tied ox?
Well, that's Gemara's asking. This doesn't make sense. If he's putter by a coal, why should he be chayev by that? So we say that's not the case. Rather, what? It's that he left them uncovered and untied. Well, wait a minute. So what's the case of fire? A raging fire. So why aren't you chayev by the fire? So in other words, someone's asking, either way, it doesn't make sense. But before we can go on, we have to know, here's a point that's going to be a little sticky, which now we have to go, and it's just my good fortune.
Yeah, here's where you could
that. Since I'm learning the sixth parak, I've got that app also. And
of
I
what?
Go
of
to
Baba Kama?
Baba Kama 2. Let's see if it's going to do it. Yes.
What's the sixth parak? It's what's
the Hakoines.
Oh, okay.
So on Ladir.
Okay. We learned that, didn't we?
Yes.
Yes. But I'm sure a little review isn't going to hurt, right?
Well, this is all from what we learned in the Zikim and Rambam.
Yes, right? Yes.
But Paul
yes.
has it memorized.
Okay, so now let's go to this Mishnah, and now you're going to have problems. Here's where the problems begin. Let's look at the Mishnah. Hashaleh, just look on the left side right now, because that's... for some reason, this app doesn't always match them up.
What's with the dog and the coal?
You're remembering us. Yeah. But let's go before the dog.
The cookie. You got to remember the cookie.
Okay.
The cookie's on the coal.
Yeah.
Man.
Chocolate chip.
Okay, here.
So it doesn't say that. Chocolate chip.
Hashaleach es ha-be'era biyad chere shoyte v'katon. If a person sends a fire in the hands of a deaf, mute, or deranged person or a minor.
Is deranged okay, Shelley?
Okay. Okay, look at footnote 32. He hands a fire to one of these people who cannot be relied upon to guard it properly or to refrain from setting something ablaze with this. This second person, these three people, then took the fire to the property of a third party and burned it down. Okay, so you gave a fire to one of these three kids to watch it. And they went and took it to somebody's field and dumped it in the field. Okay? What is the law? So Shelley's going to flinch when he sees the law here.
Right.
The law is...
Took this already.
Well, putter bidine adam. He's not liable to pay under the laws of man. He's putter in a court of law. However, v'chayiv bidei shamayim, he does pay in the godly court. Right? So what do you see right away? There's a Mishnah that clearly says that your potter, when you give it to this kid, even though there's a fire there, your potter if he goes and does something else. So clearly you see potter over there. So now you can begin to understand why the Bryce that we just learned said that even though you give them to an ox and a pit, you're chayim when you give them, which is not the case by a child because you have a Mishnah that says it. Now, you might not like what the Mishnah says. We'll have to see the explanations, what's going on in the Mishnah. But that's clearly what the Mishnah says. So let's look at point 33. His liability to pay is not enforceable by the court, but is a religious and moral obligation. That's the idea of chayiv bidei, patur bidei adam, chayiv bidei shamayim. You can't force him, but morally do it. Now, here's the point. Why all should he be patur? Although the first person caused the damage to take place, you can't say that the man giving a fire to a competent kid hasn't caused it. But remember that word?
Grama.
This is merely grama. Indirect causation, which there's no liability to pay under the laws of man. Okay? So, that's a whole discussion. Gemara's going to explain later on why it's not liable to guard the fire properly. Even if the first person actually instructed the other to burn down some... Okay, let's not go there. That's going to make you more upset. Anyway, but the Mishnah says clearly, if you handed a fire to a cheres shoyt of a cotton, just handed it to him, says, watch it. He goes and burns on the person's field. Your potter bidei adam, because you're only a grama. You're only a grama.
So it's not a grama with the ox.
So this is where we have to see the differences. That's the problem. That's exactly the problem. But one thing's for sure, this Mishnah clearly says your potter bidei adam. Clearly. So when we're trying to find a case in our Mishnah, we're talking about ox and pit with a cheir shayt v'katan, that's why the Bryce is saying, which is not the case by fire, because we have a categorically stated Mishnah that says it's doesn't work. You don't make them chayiv by a child. We have to see what the differences are. But now you see why the Bryce felt it could say that, because there's a Mishnah that says it.
Just trying to understand, it's fire that we're asking this child to watch.
Now Gemara's going to now bring a machlok as what kind of fire it is. That's exactly what Gemara's going to ask coming up. Okay? So that's good.
Cool.
Now, on the other hand, the Mishnah says, let's just do one more just for the heck of it. Shalach biyad pikeach. What if you gave the fire in the hands of a competent person, right? Then it's
going
to, then it's going to be different, then chayiv, then hapikeach chayiv. The intelligent person is chayiv. That makes sense.
That's without doubt.
But not the person who gave it to the intelligent person.
No, the person, not, I, here, I'm giving the intelligent person.
I'm handing it over to Paul.
Watch my thing. He said, okay, I'm going to watch it. Now you're chayiv.
Yeah, but we're talking about the person who gave it over.
The watcher is chayiv, not the one who gave it to him, because they gave it to a competent person.
Right.
See,
if I say, here's the fire. Listen, I just finished making the fire. Listen, Shelley, stay and watch the fire for the next half hour until it goes out. And you said, yes, I will. So you now became a shomer.
Right.
And now if you were negligent, because you didn't watch it, I'm not chayiv. I did my due diligence. I gave it to a responsible person.
When you give it to a kid, you're not doing due diligence.
That's right. Well,
that's the question.
But, But you're still pater bidei adam. You don't pay in a human court, but you have a moral obligation to pay.
That's what we're struggling
with. That's what the Mishnah says. That's what Mishnah says.
So how can the guy who said he'd watch it, if it's still a grum, if he gives it to an incompetent, it's still a grum if he gives it to a competent person.
So no, but the competent person now assumes full responsibility. When I give it, and the guy says, yes, I will watch it. Yes.
Yeah.
If I say, Shelly, watch, you say, oh, I don't know if I want to. That's different.
No, but hang on. You give it to a competent person.
And he says, yes, I will watch it.
And there's a grumma.
No, not a grumma. The competent person is directly responsible for the damage. Because he was negligent. I say, Shelly, watch. Yes, I'm going to watch. Then what do you do? You fell asleep. And now it went and burnt the whole city down.
Reliable.
So you are directly responsible because it's your fire. You gotta watch. No, I know what you're asking. How can you're asking another question. One second. You're asking a different question. How can you ever be chayav for fire?
Right.
No, I'm saying.
How can you ever be chayav for fire?
It seems like it's a grabba.
I'm saying the opposite. I'm saying
because you think it's the fire is giving. It's the coal.
No, but if I agree. If I said I'd watch it, I'm chayav. You gave it to me to watch. I said yes.
And that's the case.
But if you
that's the case.
An incompetent person, you should be just as chayav because you gave it to me.
But that's the whole point. It's not for whatever reason.
So again, we have to understand why.
Yeah.
Okay, you have a good question. Gomorrah has to analyze and have to see why.
No less.
Then or you flip it. Why? When the person.
Well, the difference here, it's like this. Well, just if I gave it to a common person now takes over and he becomes liable.
Yeah, right. Okay,
here it's like sort of I gave it to somebody. I'm not on the hook anymore. But the person who's
but why did it relieve you from being
wasn't
on the
so
hook?
Much. It can't be on the hook because he can't watch it so well.
If I agree,
so it shouldn't relieve you from being on the hook because
well,
you didn't.
Then it becomes
it
more of an indirect because
well,
I
see,
did
we have,
give it to somebody else.
There's a component
else.
Of fire that's different than bore, that's different than shore,
right,
that
understand.
We have to get into yet that Gemara hasn't explained. That's where you're having difficulties. If you
well,
gave,
well,
if
we'll
I gave
to
my it. Ox over to you, Shelley, if I gave my ox over to you, and the ox damaged, you're obviously responsible. If I gave my ox over to a shote.
I'm
you know,
still hold directly.
I'm still responsible because that ox can damage. But something is different fundamentally about fire that the Gemara hasn't explained yet.
And that's what we have to wait for.
Understand.
We have to wait for, that's all.
You don't know yet.
So if you gave it to me to watch, I gave it to an incompetent person. I should be no bit worse off than you if you gave it to an incompetent person.
Maybe.
So what?
Maybe. That could be.
But you are still responsible for DNA Shemayim.
Yeah.
Well, I said no worse off. So is the other guy.
Okay, fine. Anyway, let's those are good questions. Let's just put them on hold for the time being. So just
remember.
All right.
This is reminding me of an old flame.
Yes. Okay. Anyway. So now, we want to know what's exactly the case where you do not pay when you gave it to the kid. Okay. What is exactly? So this is going to be a machlokas. It's a machlokas. How lenient we are over here. So why did I lose this?
What'd you lose there?
Okay. What's going on over here? Okay. Fine. Omar! Okay, let me just back it up one and bring it forward one. 1 minute now. Let's do it again. It always does this. Let's do another one.
Is this what the rabbi is learning on Sunday morning?
Yeah, but not up to here. Yeah. Omar Reish Lakish Mishmei Dechizkia. Reish Lakish says in the name of Chizkiah, going on the case where you gave it the fire to these three that you don't pay in a human court. He's saying, Lo Shanu, we didn't learn this. In other words, the case is only Elashamasalo Gacheles, where you gave the child a call. Valiba, and then the deaf mute fanned it. That's the only case you don't pay in the human court. Because he gave him something that by itself it would have gone out.
You don't have to expect that he's going to do
it. It's not a raging fire that he has to contain. Right. It's something that would normally go out. And what happened? The kid went and fanned the thing and then made a bigger fire. The guy figured the kid will at least just stand over it.
Yeah.
And watch it from any unusual winds or something. I wasn't expecting him to fan or even better, you walked away from it. And you left some kids over there and say, here, you know, you could stand around and watch the coal go out. Whatever. So then we say, You're potter.
So the kid actually exacerbated it.
Right.
That's why it's grama. It's a grama.
Right. So
he affected
it. My things are off one. The Gemara, one sign, this is all off one. Avomosar lo shall heves. But what if you gave him a flame? A torch? Then the Mishnah never said you're potter. Then chayav. The first person's liable. Why are you chayav then? Right. My taima, what's the reason that he's liable then? Because masav kogormu, his actions caused the damage. In other words, a coal is not considered a damaging fire unless it is fanned into a flame. Thus, if one hands a coal to a mental incompetent who then fans it into a flame, it is the latter who created the damager. A coal itself is not a damager anymore. When the kid fans it, the kid created the damager.
Right.
But as far as the first person concerned, since he did not give the mental incompetent a damager is a flame, a torch, he's exempt from liability under the laws of man. Okay. A flame, by contrast, is fit to damage in its present state. Accordingly, one who hands a ready flame to a mental incompetent has been negligent in guarding the damager and must pay for whatever harm it causes. So that's Reish Lakish's explanation. So therefore, it's only when he gave him a coal. But a raging flame, it's not gonna work.
But if we go with the coal.
So that one already is a little bit more acceptable.
Makes sense.
In other words, once it's a coal already, I mean, it is a benign fire. It's not that coal cannot burn anything down. It's a coal, it's a gray coal already. Now, it's in its place. The kid had to fan it and fan it and fan it, and now you're making a big fire.
I'm just wondering.
But still, he's not told up, but still Shemayim, he still has to pay. But in human court, he doesn't pay, because that's already called a grama. That's already indirect. If I have my own fire and it's a real flame, I don't watch it, I'm negligent. If I would give, Reish Lakish, if I give the kid a flame, that's ready, the fire's there, I'm leaving a fire with no, someone who can guard it. But all I get was a coal. The coal itself is not really a damager. So I'm, in God's eyes, chayav, because I still shouldn't have given it to such a kid. But even though I'm only a grum, I'm only an indirect cause, that's why I don't have to pay. So that at least makes some sense. Reish Lakish's opinion at least makes some sense.
I mean, is now this coal equivalent to the ox in the pit?
So now we gotta go back to our Gemara. What did we say? First thing, what's the case if the animal's tied up? And the thing was tied up. What did we say? Well, then you're chayav. So what's the capital case? A coal. If you're putter by this, you should be putter by that. So we said, what? No. It's speaking about what? Where it was a untied or uncovered. So what would be comparable to that?
A flaming torch.
Flaming torch. Now what do you see in Reish Lakish about a flaming torch? What
you're chayav.
You're chayav. And that's the next line of the Gemara. That had to learn all that with you so we can now know the next line of the Gemara. You understand why I had to do this now? So now you see the Gemara's question. Beautiful. Okay. So now we're right on that next line. So you want it? Oh, what happened? The whole thing just fell down.
Where'd it fall?
In a pit.
I had it. Played a game on me there. I don't have a really good transition.
So, but Reish Lakish says this in the name of Chizkiah.
Yeah, right. Do you want to tell me? We're speaking about the open pit and the untied ox. What's cover that is a raging flame? Now look, Reish Lakish, Mishmei Chizkiah. We just learned Reish Lakish said in the name of Chizkiah what? When do we say you're potter when you gave it to a kid? Lo shanu, the Mishnah says you're potter when you give it to a kid. Elisha Maslo Gacheles Veliba. Only when you gave him a coal and he fanned it. Rashi lo shanu dasholeach abeir Rabbi Yecher shaytiv akad. When you send a flame with a chesh gun, the pot v'nei adam, your pot v'nei adam is only one. Elisha muscle gachelus v'libi. You gave him a coal and he fanned it. Olsa chesh, that chesh went and fanned it. But Reish Lakish says avol shal heves, but a flame chayav. You have to pay. And what was the reason? The reason was. My time, and why you're chayav when you give the kid the flame, the habari hazeka. It's clear the damage is ready to go. It's a set damager. So that's what, so now we got a problem. So now we have to go back to the brisa. How do you understand the brisa? What's the case that by your chayav giving shayyar cutting with the ox in the pit, but not with the with the incompetent. We're stuck with that problem. So what's the answer? Lo'olam, we can only go back to our first thing we said. Bishor, kosher, or bor mechusa. We're talking about the pit was covered and the animal's tied. Okay. And what's the similar comparison like the first answer? Going back to the first answer. Udekava, and it's now just gabayesh kacheles. With a flame, with a fire, that's only a coal. Yeah. Ah, you asked the question, what's the difference? You shouldn't be putter by that. Now he's going to say, I'm going to answer that question. I'm going to answer that question. And what's the answer? Ah, Udekava, and now you add a question on that right away in the beginning. Maishnahach, what's the difference between the two of them? The answer is, this is the answer. Sure, intrinsically, an ox, darchei l'netuke, an ox, even if it's tied, tends to work its way loose from the thing. A tied up ox is still nothing so great, because if you think it just stands around and does nothing, it's going this way and that way and this way and that way, it's trying to get loose. Even though it's tied, it's not, you know, unless you have, you know, metal chains, a normal rope, which is normally an adequate guarding, it's still, you know what, it's not permanent. Just because he's tied up, you still need competency because it can eventually get out. Similarly with a pit, bore, even when you've covered a pit, still, darker than a sewer, it tends to become dislodged on its own. People walk over it. It says, through the vibrations generated by passerby, it's not unusual for a cover to move off. So those two, it can happen, and therefore you were very negligent because it wasn't a lock that nothing ever is going to happen. But gacheles, but a call. No. Kama de shavak lay, the more one leaves it alone, me amye amye, the more it grows progressively dimmer. The only way it could ever do anything if the incompetent goes out of its way and does something. By an ox and a pit, even the incompetent does nothing, it eventually is gonna open up or become. So now, you know, you need it to guard it much better because it's gonna, something will eventually happen. With a coal, nothing's gonna happen unless the kid did something. Kid did something, then that's why I don't have to pay. 33, for he was not required to entertain the possibility that the mental incompetent would do so. So now we've answered this, but that's all according to Reish Lakish's explanation of that Mishnah. We're now going to come back because it's a machlokas in that Mishnah. Rabbi Yochanan has a different opinion, so yeah. We have to answer correctly. But right now we have an answer. Our Mishnah is coming to include when you have an ox tied up, and a pit that's covered, that you gave it to an incompetent, and then you're still chayav, which is not the case by fire, that we already know from the mission in the sixth parak when you give it to an incompetent. Good?
I don't like it.
You don't like it? What do you like?
No, but not by saying that, you could say you can give a mentally incompetent a lighter.